Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. This podcast has taken on a new direction. Instead of reading from written works, I'm going to share how our beliefs can show up in the smaller or mundane moments of everyday life, in magical yet grounding ways. The episodes will still be short and sweet for when you want a little break or just some company. I was preparing to move out of state, so naturally I was busy downsizing and getting rid of stuff for an easier and cheaper move. And I found it was surprisingly taxing and stressful for me to throw things away in a way that knowing they don't serve as much of a purpose for me anymore, and also knowing going to the dumpster is their most likely destination. So common options for downsizing is you donate, you sell things, or you throw them away. And these days there's also the option of gifting. You can see that in a lot of buy nothing groups. And giving away means you're bringing things to people in your community. So there's no transactions, purely gifting. This is great because I have successfully given away big things like bookcase. I had a tall bookcase where it's very sturdy and heavy, very functional, just too heavy for me to drag it out of state. And so I was really happy that I could give it away. That one, and also a couch, bigger furniture is like that. But I started thinking about this gifting thing more when I made an effort to give away a small bottle of supplement. It was new and unopened, but it's also not a generic vitamin. It's something more specific. The thought of throwing in trash just made my heart ache for some reason. Even though it's a tiny bottle, there's so much to do, so much organize and pack, and you know, worrying over that it was getting in the way of my packing process. So throwing it out would be a reasonable thing. And so my boyfriend and I were amazed at how much effort I went through in these scheduling gifting efforts, coordinating pickup, being stood up, sometimes even making the trip to exchange or to give out those items. So I needed to dig deeper into why it annoyed me so much to throw away a thing that was a reasonable destination for it. I think in general, no one likes to waste things. These days we hear about how one of the biggest wastes actually occurs in everyday things, in manufacturing and transporting simple commodities in big volumes. So sometimes actually our choice in the smaller mundane things that makes a difference. And this time in life, when I see a thing going to trash, I feel bothered picturing the materials, energies, costs going into it, ending up in trash. In the big picture, I think one single item doesn't really stand for a lot. It's that somehow in my little home, that one little product seemed to emphasize that there are countless more, there are multitudes out there of the same things out there, which it's kind of very big and intangible of a situation for me to comprehend. Compared to that, in my hand I hold an artifact. That little bottle of supplement, it's kind of like an evidence and a reminder of that whole situation. This is why it was significant to me, I think. And why is this related to my spiritual path? I feel like as pagans, we see energetic connections of an object. So when I see something, it's not just the material cost, it's everything that's joining on the process, the production, workers, sellers, the buyers, keepers, and the hopes and ideas and plans behind those products. And objects can represent all that. That ties into the pagan worldview of seeing things as connected, as us being part of the web and the life cycle, and how we, when, which part of the life cycle we're taking part in varies differently from thing to thing, from scale to scale, whether it's an everyday life or a community or an ecosystem. Therefore, it felt very good and very meaningful when I'm able to give something to a new home so that its life continues directly without pause. And if I can't sell it, the value doesn't end there. Even donating doesn't guarantee it a home, and it could put it on a kind of dire, the sad, lonely shelf. And so gifting it directly to someone continues the purpose and love, and there's a home, a place of belonging, all embodied in this process. Overall, saving one little thing from the dumpster honestly might not contribute to the environment. I think probably the intention, the energy, and the influence of the action of making an effort to do what you feel called to do might contribute to the bigger change. And so, what I want to say here is, if there's something tugging at your heart and it feels insignificant and you can't find an obvious reason, it might indicate where your beliefs and values lie. Digging a little deeper might help you learn more about yourself and your worldview. Even a little discomfort, a little ache, discovering more of that can turn it into an anchor in your own self that could grow into strength and impact others. And so that's all I have to share this time. I will see you in the next episode.